now the president, I don't know if I have the right, the president
right.
of St. Vladimir Seminary, where I graduated, it seems like many years ago, but he's here with us today, and we're thankful to have him with us, and he will offer the homily.
Thank you, Father Chairman.
Father Aaron. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Thank you, Father Aaron, for the invitation to return to St. Mary's Church. It's been a little while, but actually I was tonsured a reader and made a subdeacon here at St. Mary's. And I've always had a soft spot for St. Mary's, because our first Holy Week at All Saints in Salina, and remember, we were a band of converts that came riding in on a wave at that point. The priest who was to give me Holy Week instruction said to me, Abuna, it's very simple. Just remember that the daytime is the nighttime, and the nighttime is the daytime, and you'll be okay. I had no idea what he was saying. I do now, of course. But at that point, I did not. So I fled to St. Mary's Church, where I was given a really intensive crash course on how to do Holy Week. And actually, I think we got better than a passing grade. So it's very good to be back in this place. And we're here, of course, in a very interesting time liturgically. We have passed through Paschaltide. We've had the leave-taking of Pascha. We've celebrated the feast of the Ascension of our Lord. And now we're in a, well, it's a kind of 9-day period of prayer as we await the great feast of Pentecost and the celebration of the coming, the gift of the Holy Spirit that empowers us to be Christians, to be Christ's presence in this world. Now, traditionally, this period, this almost novena period, is intended for us to be quiet, to do what the apostles themselves did. Go silent, be in a place of prayer, and wait in anticipation for the great gift. But you and I are Christians living in the modern world, and we don't have 9 days to go quiet and to withdraw and to wait patiently. But that's the intention of this period of Ascensiontide. It's a significant time for us to contemplate how everything about our faith, liturgically, theologically, dogmatically, hymnography, all of it comes together into one glorious piece. During Paschaltide, we were hearing gospel readings, which reminded us as the faithful that those who encountered the risen Lord were not encountering a ghost or a spirit, but the bodily resurrection of our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ. That's then dovetailed with the readings from the book of Acts, where once again it's underscored that this is the reality, that he is risen from the tomb. We proclaim with such joy during Pascha, trampling down death by death and upon those in the tombs bestowing life. It has to do with the body. The body that was laid in the tomb, but has come forth. What is that body like? Well, again, we are told it is the body. And again, this underscores how we understand death. You and I, as Orthodox Christians, we have a whole different vocabulary of talking about death. We speak of our brothers and sisters in Christ, our loved ones, falling asleep in the Lord. We have a problem with cremation. Why is that? Because we recognize that this body, this creation of the living God who gives us breath, will await the resurrection, whole and complete. Each time at Orthros when we hear the resurrection gospels, again, it's underscored. For the Feast of the Ascension, we heard the beautiful passage of the road to Emmaus where they knew him in the breaking of the bread. This particular feast is about body. Now, I can tell you, probably to do the Orthodox Church's teaching on the body justice would take at least a full semester of seminary work. Maybe two. But I'll spare you that, and I'll spare myself. Because in this homily, what we want to underscore is the significance of the body, because you and I hold it in such dignity and importance. Because we know that we are the hand of the Creator, again, revealed to us in Holy Scripture, and we await that glorious resurrection ourselves. Because this body which came forth from the tomb is the same body that was born of the Virgin Mary and laid in the cave in Bethlehem. By the power and operation of the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary. It is this body which was crucified upon the cross for our salvation. This body which was laid in the tomb. And it is this body which we have been experiencing even now. And you may say, how is that possible? It's possible basically because the Scriptures tell us there are three ways to encounter the body of Christ. This is Holy Scripture's teaching. The first is the Word incarnate, born of the Virgin Mary. We will encounter that body which in this time of liturgical celebration, we proclaim what we recite in the Creed is our faith, that He has ascended and is at the right hand of the Father. He who is divine has taken on our humanity. We see it beautifully in the icon of the Savior. The red divinity has taken on the blue of humanity, the reverse with His mother. And this is now presence with God the Creator. The second way is knowing Him in the breaking of the bread. For when you and I gather in Eucharistic assembly, as we have done this Sunday morning, it is in fulfillment of what He has told us to do. When you and I gather in Eucharistic assembly, we offer the bloodless sacrifice, and we have our salvation history rehearsed. That's why we audibly hear our salvation history in the anaphora. As a Jew keeps the Passover once a year and rehearses his or her salvation, for us as Orthodox Christians, each time we gather around this altar to celebrate the Holy Eucharist, that becomes a reality in our presence now. Not something in the past, but present here. This is my body which is given for you. Do this to call me into your presence. When we are not celebrating the Eucharist, He is here in that body, in the precious body and blood that's been offered in bread and wine on the holy altar. His presence is here, and we encounter and know Him. This is why we regard the body with such importance. Ours is a faith that tells us with this body we can do certain things, and with this body we can't. There are times and seasons for all things. All things, even food. We Orthodox Christians are told when you can eat it and when you can't. Right? Yes. It's all part of this encounter with the living Lord who draws us to Himself. And that third way of knowing the body of Christ is ecclesiological. It is in the church. You and I who have put on Christ in holy baptism have become His hands, His feet, His mouth, His presence in this ever-darkening world. This is how other people encounter and know Christ best. It's through you and me. We who bear the name Christian. So my brothers and sisters in Christ, let us rejoice in this time of the celebration of the ascension of our Lord. For that for which we were created, that for which this body was created, it is now possible to pass through that gate from that which is temporal to that which is eternal. In the name of the triune God, whom we glorify, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen.
Pray to the Lord.